You're listening to the Lead 'Em Up Podcast. Hey, thank you for hanging with us. I'm Adam alongside Leon, as always. And today, not to be somber, but Leon, we're going to be talking about the grieving process.
Yeah, we all got to grieve sometimes.
Coach probably thinking, what are y'all talking about? Here's where we're going. Coaches, you ever have those teams that you absolutely love? Oh my gosh. That you just, you love the energy. You love the spirit within the team. There's individuals on that particular team that just have vibrant personalities that are just really engaged, and maybe players you've had for many years, you know, on that particular team. So there's like a deeper relationship, and, you know, within that team, there's just a bond and a closeness and a connection and a love. And that team and that season ends, and you enter into the next year and you just miss it. You just miss it. You miss that team. You miss those kids. You miss that year. That was one of those like one every 5 years, one every 7 years, one every 10 year type teams. Maybe even for some, a once in a lifetime team.
Yeah, for sure.
You may never get that type of team and vibe and culture back. You know, it's been interesting because in our coaching community, you know, we've been talking about this because there's been a couple coaches that we have in our community that are going through that process right now, that are entering into this upcoming fall season, and they're excited about the season. Don't get me wrong, right? New journey, new adventure, but they are struggling because they are coming off the heels of a previous team last year that was one of one. Oh, they were incredible. They were those once in a lifetime type teams, once every 10 year type teams. And they're in this like struggle of transition where they're like, yes, they want to love their team, but they just keep thinking back to last year. They keep comparing this year to last year.
Yeah.
It's like their heart hasn't healed from the loss of last year's group. But then it's not only the coach that's grieving. They look around the room and the kids that are back from last year, the ones that remain, it's almost, according to them, almost as if those kids are grieving. They miss the energy that they had and the fun they had in last year's group. And it feels different this year. You know, let's spend some time just kind of breaking this down, talking about, you know, what can we do here? And what does that look like? But first, Leon, have you experienced this? Can you relate to this?
Oh my goodness, this is so good. You know, coaching through grief is real and it's valid. You know, I can say it firsthand. You know, it seems almost as if there's an emotional impact for losing like that, like you said, that once in a lifetime group. Like let's just be honest, like you're not just grieving the wins, you know, but you're grieving, you know, the relationships, like you said, the chemistry, the highs, and sometimes maybe even the lows, you know, it's a real thing. But I'm glad that we're having this discussion because I believe that there's a way to honor the past without sacrificing the present. You know, we may be giving up some things if we're holding on to the past too much, you know, and we got to learn how to let go of the goal, you know. And firsthand, I've experienced it because oftentimes for us as coaches, we come in the room and it's sort of like those players that were in that year that was a phenomenal year. It's almost as if they helped us coach. You know, and to walk into the room the next year, it's like, where are my people at? You know, where are my leaders at? We're like followership, like asking where the leaders at, you know, and it's no one there, you know, and it's kind of like you miss them or you miss that voice or that energy or that relationship or that chemistry. So it's a real thing. Let's tap into it.
Yeah. And what did you say a moment ago? Like there's a way to honor the past.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer. Without sacrificing, you know, the present, you know, without sacrificing the present, right? The now.
And that's the balance. That's the balance, right? Because, you know, I do think there is value and I do believe in the grieving process. You need closure.
That's
good.
You need
closure, right? Mm. And that closure will come from an honoring. So you think about in a death of a family member, in many cases, it's not until like that ceremony, that celebration, that official honoring of that person where like someone feels like, and I don't want to say, cause this sounds harsh in the light of human life, but like that chapter's closed. Like, and I don't want to say that cause I'm not trying to close the chapter on a family member or something like that, but mentally it's like, I just can't get past the hurdle until I've gone through the proper grieving process. And one of those is honoring. So the fact that you said that, I was like, all right, nailed it. Honoring the past. I think it's fair to sit there and have some time and reflect heavily on it. I think it's fair to like, maybe even with some of your fellow players, like to actually talk about how great it was last year, how awesome it was last year, to kind of share in some of those memories. Think about a funeral celebration and service where everyone kind of takes a day and there's, you know, they obviously do the formal ceremony, but then after their celebration, everyone's celebrating the life of that person and sharing stories and laughing, maybe crying a little bit. And you kind of just feel this like, okay, I'm ready to start pursuing forward. Moving forward. But it's hard until that kind of that closure there. So I think, and I don't know what that celebration in a team setting, I don't know if you're like, all right, we're going to have a meeting on August 19th where we're going to have a funeral service of last year's team. As we look I don't know if it's like that, of course. I think honoring them is really good. And I think speaking on them in the beginning is really good. But there is a fine line because you cannot dwell in it.
Yeah, that's the part.
And your current team doesn't want to hear nonstop about last year's team either.
It's good. That's good.
Right? It's like, we aren't them. That was them. Stop living in the past. So I think we need a clear honoring, almost celebratory moment where we all can look around and say, that was what was needed. And I feel like I'm ready to move on now. And how do you know you're ready? I think you just, I think there's a clarity mentally that like almost like a release. I think you can kind of, I think people can feel when they're still hanging, when they're still hanging on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if there is still hanging on, like you've got to maybe, you've got to kind of honor it a little bit more to really kind of celebrate it and put the closure there.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
What are your thoughts here?
Yeah. Yeah. I like something that you said, you know, every group has, you know, their own identity, you know, and they don't want to hear about the past, you know, they want to focus on the strengths that they have now. You know, and if us as coaches, we don't embrace it, you know, the chances are we could possibly give our current team like a lie identity. I like to call it a lie identity, you know, and I mentioned this on one of the green rooms, and the lie identity is, you know, where your season is based on everything your players think they're not, you know, because they're looking back at the past and they'll spend most of the season, you know, fighting ideas of who they're not, you know, oh, I'm not good enough as last year. I'm not fast enough. We're not as quick enough. We're not smart enough as last year because we lost our guys. And, you know, when you're building a season based off of identity, you know, you'll find yourself, you know, like we like to say, in the red, you know, in the red all over again. So you hit it right there on the nose, you know, just understanding that the new group has an identity that we have to lean into as coaches. You know?
And I would say that when I think about this deeper, I think part of the grieving process will be, yes, you go through, you honor all that in the past, and you really embrace it. Like don't shy away from it. I think you speak in the beginning about it with your team, about the dynamic nature of that previous team. I think that's fair to talk about in the beginning, but then it has to shift and begin to say, but listen, we're not them. We're not them. We have to create our own. And then I believe you have to aggressively pursue the green within this group. Maybe that last one came more natural. Maybe the green wounds are still very deep in that last one, but you've got to now aggressively pursue the green in this group, and you've got to relentlessly attack it. Shout out to our girl, Rachel in Oklahoma, Moore Volleyball. She's got a new group this year. She's aggressively, passionately pursuing the green in this new group, looking for it, searching for it, creating it, building it. Because she did have such a great green team last year. Mm-hmm. Now, it kind of reminds me of, here's what I'm going to liken it to, Leon. And you're so good kind of taking some ideas and like, having to trigger different thoughts. I'm curious, just as I kind of describe it this way. I look at it as like, I've got my two girls. Okay. I've got Georgia and I've got Lila.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, Georgia's 4 years older than Lila. So Georgia had a head start with me. We had 4 years of relationship before Lila came. 4 years of memories, 4 years of deeper relationship, 4 years of building together. And there's nothing that can happen that Lila can do to make up those 4 years per se. Like Georgia will always have 4 years more, right? She's been around my life for 4 years longer. And in many cases, you could, you know, so many memories were created that even in parents, you can almost feel like I feel more connected to this, this child over the other one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that is a reality that sometimes creeps into parenting at times when you've got multiple kids, because you maybe have done more with one and spent more years with one and have more memories with one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is not okay to keep it there, but knowing that, like, okay, maybe I have more feelings and more history and more experience with one, man, what does that cause me to do? I have to become even more intentional to build Lila up to get her to that level. So for example,
that's good.
I've taken Georgia on two lead 'em up trips with me.
Uh-huh.
Okay. One, she's come to Chicago with me. We worked with a group called Lyons Township High School out of Chicago. She came with me for a 3-day weekend. 2 years ago, I took her out to Oklahoma with me.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, and every time I bring them out on a lead 'em up trip, like we always add a day or two in the front end or back end of it. And we like make it a fun day. And it's like a daddy daughter trip. Well, those things produced incredible memories for us, like great bonds, great like memories, all those different things. I have not done that with Lila.
Yeah.
Two weeks from now, well, actually, probably at the time of this release of this recording, this will have already happened. But mm-hmm. 2 weeks from right now, at the time of this recording, she's coming to Atlanta with me, my youngest.
Nice. Yeah.
She's coming to Atlanta with me, right? It's her first time going on a daddy-daughter lead 'em up trip.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to spend an entire second day in Atlanta, just her and I. Why? Because I need to aggressively start stimulating and driving the experiences with Lila, because I don't have them right now.
Yeah.
I don't have a lead 'em up daddy-daughter trip with Lila.
Oh, that's so good.
I don't have it. So what I do, I got to go after it and create it. You don't have the green experiences with this new team yet. You don't have the green moments, the green relationships yet. You have it with the other. So yes, maybe there's a deeper connection on the other, right? Because maybe there was more history, more experience. You got to start aggressively, passionately creating it for the next. Because guess what? You didn't have it at one time with the previous.
Oh, good.
You didn't have it at one time with the previous. You built it over time with the previous, and it produced this once in a lifetime type team. Well, guess what? Now is your time to start building it again. You got to aggressively start pursuing. And when your pursuit is to get it, this group to a level of that group, right? The grieving process becomes an afterthought.
Mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
why? I got a new mission now.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm not distracted by the past. Why? Because I'm mission focused now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now things are changing.
Oh my God. That's such a good connection, bro. You do this every time, man. It's like we're calling on the coaches to go back and lead the ones that feel like they're overlooked. You know, she was feeling like she was overlooked. And oftentimes, you know, our athletes, they may feel like they're overlooked. You know, can we coach beyond our favorites, you know, and the secret favorites, right? They're not supposed to know that they're secret.
That's a great line.
Right?
That's a great line.
You know, can you coach beyond your face? Like, can you develop the rest of the roster? And I like how you said, you know, if you did it before, you can do it again. This is what you had to go through that special group before, you know, that group that was vibrant. You know, you had to go through that same process. And if you did it back then, you can do it again.
And I actually think you can. And I actually think you can leverage what you did in the past to drive forward what you're doing in the present. Because, going on this, staying with my two daughters as an example. Right.
Yeah.
Had the experience with one, not the other. Well, part of what's making me even more excited about the going to Atlanta with my youngest for her first trip, because she just turned 6. And part of what's making her more excited is that we have looked through the old photos of when I took Georgia to Chicago and Oklahoma. Okay.
Yeah.
And Georgia has also even told Lila about how awesome those daddy-daughter trips were. So we've looked at all the photos. She's hyped it. My oldest has. I've hyped it. So now my youngest is actually even more excited to build it with me, to build these new memories with me. She can't wait to go. Same can hold true on our team, right? When we leverage the past, not in a sense of living there, but once again, leveraging from there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I like that too, Leon. I do. I agree with you. I like that. Not living in from there, but leveraging from there. Then all of a sudden you can actually use it to build momentum. Like, listen, last year had an incredible group. Now we aren't them. We aren't them, but we can experience the same level of goodness.
Yeah, come on.
And who doesn't want this? Look around the room, right? Who doesn't want the type of love and energy and vibe that, you know, some of these other teams have experienced? Let me tell you how it felt. Let me tell you what it did. Let me tell you what it produced. Let me tell you the experience that you can be in, begin preparing for. That's what I'm doing with my youngest right now. Hey, it's going to be so good. We're going to build great memories. Go talk to Georgia, just like a player. Go talk to last year's team and ask them how it was, right? And now, man, we're going to do it. And before you know it, like, we're going to create our own green memories on these trips.
Yeah,
it hasn't happened yet because we haven't experienced it yet, but we're going to aggressively and passionately pursue it. And I tell you, no grieving at this point. Mission focus.
Wow, that's so powerful. And all of a sudden, you know, they're outside of the lie identity. They're now walking in their true identity. You know, your season will be based on the true potential, you know, of the team. You know, they'll spend the season discovering who they truly are, you know, and not based on, you know, the past and things of that nature. And, you know, they'll become that once in a lifetime group, man. That's so powerful. Aggressively pursuing.
And Leon, you ready for this?
Go for it.
And if you do it right and you do it well, the previous group may actually become envious of what the current group has. Feel me on that.
Talk about it.
Feel me on that.
Yeah.
Your previous group, they probably loved what they had. But if you do it right with the current group, there could be a chance that that previous group looks at what you currently got and be like, man, this is better than what we had. I use the same illustration with the girls. I'm using this metaphor throughout this whole episode here. Yes, going to Chicago and Oklahoma was fantastic for my oldest. She loved those trips. Chicago, downtown, the Bean, all that jazz, right? Mm-hmm. Oklahoma, man, went to a water park because it was in the summer, right? Just her and I at a water park all day. Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know what Atlanta's going to entail for my youngest and I. But man, we may go see the largest aquarium in the United States, Atlanta Aquarium. They've got this incredible, incredible kind of play arcade-ish type thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like makes Dave and Buster's look amateur hour, right? All I'm trying to say is I don't know what that trip's going to look like, but there's a chance if we do it right and do it well, that we may come back and my oldest, although had incredible experiences, may look at it and be like, man, I actually wish I went to Atlanta. I actually wish I had that trip. Think about that, right?
Yeah.
So that's the gift that we have ahead of us and as coaches that, yes, this team is not what it was. It's not last year's team. And yes, you're going to miss it. But there's a chance if you do it right and do it well, you could actually create something that is uniquely different and maybe even more attractive.
Yeah.
You know, so the grieving is real, coaches. Yes, if you're grieving, it's real. If you feel that little bit of a hole in your heart a little bit, that's like a void because you don't have those players. I get it, man. Trust me, I get it. I can sit here and just name a long list of athletes. We were doing this before we started, right? A long list of athletes that I am just so sad that they will not be on the team this year because they graduated. Like, I mean, just trust me, I'm actually really sad about it, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. But
I'm going to grieve. Oh, and then it is mission focus. I'm going to leverage that to create a better future. And, you know, I think that's the goal. And let's see what we can create in the future. I know for me with my youngest, I mean, I'm excited to create a new memory, make it better than ever, and maybe set a new standard.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Anything you
Share
want to
those
end with?
memories. You know, no, I was just about to say, you know, share. I like the grieving process of, you know, just needing that closure. You know, share those memories, coaches. You know, take a moment. You know, and click. You know, just start honoring those the past, and you know, don't stand on it for too long. You know, don't dwell on it for too long. You know, we like to exercise. You know, toaster. If you stand it too long, we become toast. You know, so quickly bounce out of it and aggressively pursue the green in your current group. Let's do it.
Love that. Hey, great recap there. Listen, on behalf of the entire Lead 'Em Up team, I'm Adam. He is Leon. Until next time, coaches, have fun and lead 'em up.